WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. We have some high school wrestling for you tonight here on KJAN. Not here on the radio, however. You can find it on the web. Tonight here on the radio, we'll have women's college basketball as Iowa faces Syracuse as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge in women's college hoops. That's on the air at 5:45 tonight. But on KJAN.com, Chris and I will be over in Anita to bring you high school double dual wrestling action tonight as Atlantic Cam will host Audubon and Griswold this evening in that double dual. We'll have action getting underway at 5:30 this evening as Chris and I will have the call for you online. Now, if you can't make it to the meet, you can always watch it live on your computer. That's on KJAN TV. Just go to the TV page at KJAN.com and click the play button once that event begins, and you can watch all that live action tonight. In women's college hoops last night, Hallie Christofferson, Nikki Moody, and Sienna Johnson had big games as number 20 Iowa State cruised by Northern Iowa 83-55. Christofferson led in scoring with 22 points, hitting 8 of 10 free throws. Moody added 16 points and 8 assists. Johnson had 14 points and 13 rebounds as the Cyclones offer their best start in 11 seasons. Out-rebounded Northern Iowa 49-30. The Panthers held a 36% shooting, were led by Madison Weekly with 16 points. UNI falls to 2-7, while Iowa State improves to 8-0 with that victory last night. Well, it's becoming difficult to figure out the North Carolina men's basketball team. The Tar Heels have lost to the likes of Belmont and Alabama Birmingham, yet they've managed to beat the defending national champions late last month, and they knocked off the nation's current number one team last night. J.P. Takoto had 12 points and a career-high 10 rebounds as the Heels beat Michigan State 79-65 in East Lansing. Kennedy Meeks had a team-best 15 points for the Tar Heels, who never trailed and used a 12-1 run to take a 65-52 lead with about 6 minutes left. Fifth-ranked Ohio State earned a victory in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, knocking off a future Big Ten member. LaQuinton Ross hit his first four three-point attempts and scored 17 of his 20 points in the first half in the Buckeyes' 76-60 win over Maryland. Sam Thompson added 14 points, and Lenzel Smith Jr. had a dozen as Ohio State dealt the Terrapins their 13th consecutive road loss against ranked opponents. Also around the top 25, 7th-ranked Louisville hammered Missouri-Kansas City 90-62 behind Montrell Harrell, who scored 14 points to lead 5 Cardinals in double figures. Josh Gasser scored 11 points, and Bo Ryan picked up his 300th victory as Washington's head coach in a 48-38 stifling of Virginia in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Darren Hilliard scored 19 points, and James Bell had 14 to lead number 14 Villanova to a 77-54 win over Penn. The Wildcats improved to 8-0 despite a 7-minute, 29-second scoreless streak to open up the second half. Matt Cavanaugh scored 11 points, and number 25 Dayton went on a 14-2 run as they built a 50-30 lead in a 56-46 downing of Delaware State. Well, maybe the NBA's new slogan should be, "We're smoking." Wednesday's game between the San Antonio Spurs and the Minnesota Timberwolves in Mexico City had to be postponed because of smoky conditions inside the arena. A league spokeswoman says the venue was evacuated about 45 minutes before the scheduled tip-off after a generator malfunction outside the arena sent smoke pouring into the building. The lights went out in parts of the arena during the warm-ups, and smoke began coming out of vents in the upper deck. The court quickly became cloudy. Mexico City police said in a statement there was a fire in a generator room on the fourth floor of the facility. The game will be made up, but not in Mexico. It will be made up in Minnesota at a later date. It was supposed to be the first NBA regular season game in Mexico since the Mavericks faced the Rockets back in December of 1997. In the NBA last night, Cleveland beat Denver 98-88. It was Atlanta over the LA Clippers 107-97. Dallas edging New Orleans 100-97. Detroit beat Milwaukee 105-98. Phoenix over Houston 97-88. Indiana beat Utah 95-86. And Portland outscored Oklahoma City 111-104 last night. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Montreal in a shootout, winning 4-3 over New Jersey. Philadelphia doubled up Detroit 6-3, while Calgary beat Phoenix by a final of 4-1. Well, the Iowa State Athletics Department announced yesterday some date changes for a couple of games on the 2014 football schedule. That's as a result of changes requested by television partners and the Big 12 Conference. The Iowa State-Kansas State game at Jack Trice Stadium, which was originally scheduled for October 11th, will move to September 6th. And the Iowa State-Toledo game in Ames, which was previously scheduled for September 20th, has been moved to October 11th. Iowa State's off weeks in 2014 will be September 20th, October 25th, and November 15th. It guarantees them blocks of 3, 4, and 2 games in between their off weeks. Homecoming will remain on October 11th. That'll be the game versus Toledo. Well, Florida State will know by today if quarterback Jameis Winston will be available to play in the ACC title game this weekend and the Seminoles' subsequent bowl game. The prosecutor overseeing sexual assault allegations against Winston says the investigation is complete and its findings will be revealed at a Thursday news conference set for this afternoon. State Attorney Willie Meggs said that he's wanted to make sure that the prosecutors completed a thorough investigation of that December 2012 incident before they made a final decision. He's also said several times that it's up to prosecutors to determine whether there is a reasonable chance of conviction. Florida state policy dictates that a student athlete is suspended from game action until the charge is resolved, absent extraordinary circumstances as determined by the administration. Zach Mettenberger has played his final game at LSU. The Tigers quarterback will undergo surgery on his left knee, making him unavailable for the team's bowl game. Mettenberger was injured while throwing a 32-yard completion in the fourth quarter of LSU's win over Arkansas last Friday. Mettenberger had been widely projected as an early-round draft choice. He passed for 3,082 yards and 22 touchdowns this season for LSU. Well, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has been fined $100,000 for interfering with a play against the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving. The NFL also says that it will consider docking Pittsburgh a draft pick because the conduct affected a play on the field. That fine is the second largest ever handed out to an NFL coach. In the third quarter of the Ravens' 22-20 win last Thursday, Tomlin was standing on the restricted white border between the sideline and the field during Jacoby Jones' kickoff return. Jones had to swerve to avoid colliding with the coach and was tackled after a 73-yard return that might have gone for a touchdown if not for the obstruction. Tomlin briefly stepped onto the field before he jumped back. He was not penalized during the game for the rule violation. Well, it was almost like adding injury to insult when Chiefs tight end Anthony Fasano banged his head off the turf so hard that he sustained a concussion after dropping a pass. He wasn't the only one who let the ball slip through his fingers, though, last Sunday. The Chiefs have finally started to put up some offense in the last 3 weeks, but bobbled balls and drops have kept them from putting up even more points on the board, maybe even avoiding becoming the first team to start 9-0 and then lose 3 straight games. As the Chiefs head to Washington on Sunday, Coach Andy Reid said everyone has to do a better job of making plays when they're put in the position to do so. We'll find out this Sunday. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio. Noon is kickoff as the Redskins play host to the Chiefs. In baseball news, the Detroit Tigers have agreed to terms with free agent closer Joe Nathan on a 2-year contract with a club option for 2016. Nathan went 9-7 with 80 saves and a 209 earned run average in 2 seasons with the Rangers before becoming a free agent last month. He addresses a pressing need for the Tigers, who won the AL Central at 93-69, but finished just 11th in the American League with 39 saves. Elsewhere around the league, the Chicago White Sox and Paul Konerko have reached an agreement on a 1-year, $2.5 million contract. The 36-year-old is a 6-time American League All-Star who ranks second on the franchise list to Frank Thomas in homers and RBIs. He dealt with a back issue last season and batted .244 with just 12 homers and 54 knocked in. The World Series champion Boston Red Sox have signed free agent catcher A.J. Pierzynski to a 1-year contract. He replaces the departed Jared Saltalamacchia in the Boston lineup. And a person familiar with the situation says the Chicago Cubs have agreed to a 1-year contract with reliever Wesley Wright, who posted a .369 earned run average in 70 games with Houston and Tampa Bay last season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.